Jacka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria, Polokwane, and Rustenburg 19, Johannesburg 18.
Yay, Chanel's back. Kyalami Main Road, there's been a crash on the north side of the Yuxkay River. We've got delays in four ways. Winnie Mandela Drive south approaching Uranium Street.
We start with our big news story at lunchtime. The latest in the mining sector. According to Stats SA, mining production fell by 7.7% year on year in April. Biggest declines came from platinum group metals, down over 24%, followed by drops in gold and coal output. Here's Stats SA's Jean-Pierre Deblanche.
On the upside, diamonds, iron ore, chromium ore and manganese ore recorded positive gains, but not enough to lift the mining industry into positive territory. On a month-on-month basis, seasonally adjusted mining production increased by 0.6% in April 2025 compared with March 2025.
National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola has announced that before the end of this month, police will be advertising the recruitment of 5,500 police trainees to join its ranks. He says their training will commence between January and February next year.
We are also introducing online electronic recruitment system, which will allow aspiring applicants to apply online to join our service. The introduction of this online electronic recruitment system aimed to avoid allegations that manual applications have been lost or misplaced in the recruitment process.
To the Eastern Cape now, Gift of the Givers founder Imtiaz Suleiman has described the water shortage in the province as a total crisis. The non-profit organization is on the ground along with government officials where interventions to mitigate the impact of the deadly inclement weather continues.
It's a total crisis. I mean, if Amplata is without water, Butterworth is without water, hospitals are not functioning, the roads are gone. We have a major infrastructure problem that's affecting thousands of people. Right now, speaking to Dr. Roland Wagner, HOD of Health in Eastern Cape, Amplata Hospital needs to refill the reservoirs. I've got two water tankers coming from the Great Kai to fill the water tanker.
The current death toll in the province following this week's floods now stands at 78. For more, go to jacarandfm.com and click on news. UNAIDS Executive Director Winnie Banyima has raised concern about rising HIV infections, particularly among young women in South Africa. Visiting the country to assess the impact of the major funding cuts, including those from the US government's PEPFAR program.
There were some programs in this country that were, and in other countries, funded by the US government. But these programs were really, my friend has called them gold-plated programs. They were very capital-intensive. They could not be scaled to the level of making them available for all girls and young women.
South Africa has the highest HIV burden globally, with over 7.8 million people living with the virus. In news abroad in India now, where investigators have recovered a black box recorder from the crash site of the passenger plane that plowed into a residential area 24 hours ago. One man on board the plane, which was carrying 242 people and crew, miraculously survived the fiery crash. An investigation is underway. And authorities in South Carolina in the US were surprised to discover a shelled creature found wandering through a neighborhood was a non-native tortoise. The Surfside Beach Police Department says the animal found wandering in the area of 13th Avenue South and Ocean Boulevard wasn't a sea turtle that wandered out of the water, but rather an escaped pet tortoise. I'm Chanel September. More news at 2.
Hey Chanel, I've got a question for you that I know you'll know the answer to. It's Friday the 13th of June. What happens in exactly a month's time?
I know what happens.
That's right, my little Leo. Yeah, Chanel's for the hours now. Yes, coming up now. I'm only telling you that now because it gives you advance warning in to bake the cake. Back with more news at 2. And coming up this hour, it is Fortune Frenzy time.